This is Voice of SBB.
Good morning to everyone. It is my pleasure to extend a cheerful welcome to you all. I, Dr. Shakti Devi, reader from the Department of Periodontics, Indira Gandhi Institute of Dental Sciences, Sri Balaji Vidyapeeth, will give you an outline of gums to general health and unusual course of illness. Periodontal medicine is a rapid branch of periodontology which focuses on the research of new data establishing a strong relationship between periodontal health or disease and systemic health or disease, which translates to a two-way relationship in which periodontal disease in an individual may have a powerful influence on an individual's systemic health or disease. It was once assumed that accumulation of bacterial plaque was a cause for periodontal destruction. Periodontal infection influences the functioning of various organ systems and conditions. Periodontal diseases play a part as one of the factors in cardiovascular diseases. There is a well-known relationship between periodontal diseases and cardiovascular heart disease. The congenital heart defects cause high risk of bacterial endocarditis and rheumatic heart disease, causing damage to heart valves. The literature also says that myocardial infarction, there is no dental treatment for minimum 6 months, and usually stroke occurs many times followed by systemic bacterial or viral infections. It is clear from epidemiologic research that diabetes increases the risk and severity of periodontal diseases. The increased prevalence and severity of periodontitis typically seen in patients with diabetes, especially those with poor metabolic control, lead to the designation of periodontal disease as sixth complication of diabetes. In diabetic patients with periodontitis, periodontal therapy may have a beneficial effect on glycemic control. We know that role of periodontitis in low birth weight causes the preterm low birth weight babies that are born before 37 week of gestation and weighing 2500 grams or less at birth. Even for respiratory disorders like chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, a state which is characterized by airflow obstruction due to chronic bronchitis or emphysema. It has been seen that in smokers, the presence of severe periodontitis was associated with increased risk of COPD, and also individuals with poor oral hygiene are found to be at increased risk for chronic respiratory diseases such as bronchitis and emphysema. Moreover, the interventions used to improve oral hygiene such as mechanical toothbrushing and chemical antimicrobial rinses have a potential to decrease the risk of nosocomial pneumonia in high-risk patients such as those in intensive care units or those on ventilators. It is evident that Alzheimer's disease destroys memory and other important mental functions. The connecting link between Alzheimer's disease and periodontitis is that contribution of periodontitis towards the development of Alzheimer's disease. Periodontitis is associated with an increased risk of developing different types of cancers. Several lifestyle factors including poor oral hygiene, poor nutrition, alcohol consumption, cigarette smoking and obesity are important risk factors for both periodontitis and oral cancer. The recent study that are going on for oral cancer and periodontitis is genetic and molecular and can explain the high risk of development of cancers associated with periodontitis. Therefore, I could like to conclude that periodontal diseases may affect the host susceptibility to systemic disease through subgingival biofilms acting as a reservoir. I thank all the listeners for being a part of this podcast. Have a nice day.
You were listening to Voice of SBB.